Hey guys, so this is actually a back-to-back podcast recording. I'm obviously not going to post this immediately after the one I just posted, but I don't know. I just had the motivation to kind of talk and just thought about getting my thoughts out. So I mean, today I just kind of wanted to talk about, again, how casual these kind of podcasts are, but I kind of wanted to talk about relationships and my viewpoint on relationships in general. And it's not necessarily romantic or like platonic, like friendships and stuff like that, just in general. I think relationships are the most important thing in life. I think in the end of the day, when you look at your life, you think about the time you spent with people you cared about. I don't think you look at the things you have, right? Maybe there are people who kind of say to themselves like, "Oh, I remember all the things I bought, or all the things I had, like the material things." I think people remember the experiences they had, right? And obviously, I think before you have strong relationships, I think you need to have a strong individual relationship, right, and with yourself. But I think that overall, the greatest asset are the people in your lives, the people who care about you and the people you care about. And it doesn't have to be many, right? I think I don't really think about it anymore, but I sometimes think about like how do people, some of these people have like 2 million people following them on Instagram or all these friends, like tens of friends, like all these people they're always hanging out with, and like maybe they know them, but I mean more likely than not, statistically, you have about 8 or 15 close friends, who you could trust, right, and who you see often, right. I think the people you see the most often and the people you talk to the most deeply and the most often are the close people in your life, and people come and go, right. People kind of change levels of friendships. I think. I've had a lot of friends who still mean a lot to me, but they're just more like friends than close friends now. And it's not necessarily bad, but it's like different circumstances in each other's lives, and you know, whether it be location or just like priorities. Some people I feel like kind of forget about me, and I feel like everyone kind of feels that sometimes. Like they feel like, oh, why did they forget about me and stuff like that. But I think. What I really had to think about was more or less, they're doing it for their happiness, right? Like hoping, or at least you're hoping that they do it for their happiness, right? And not thinking about it in a negative way, right? Because I used to, and I still do, I mean, I'm not gonna lie and say like I'm perfect at it, but I used to kind of say to myself, like, oh, they're not worth it. They're not like good people, they're not worth it. But that's not how I think one should look at relationships that end. Whatever that may be, like friendships or whatever, I think you should be looking at it as a positive thing, right? If this person, whoever that may be, thinks that they are happier, or in fact they are happier without you in their life, or with you in their life a little bit less, then so be it. You should be happy for them. You should only give them positive vibes. You should be honest about how you feel, right? If you feel like a friend who is not really a friend anymore deserves to be your friend, and you feel like you're worth it, you should talk about it. But sometimes it doesn't work, and it's okay. And I think, from personal experience, it's sometimes the hardest thing to admit, right? It's sometimes like, what, I can't be friends with this person anymore, or this person can't be in my life anymore. But it's okay. It's okay. It's not like the end of the world. It's not something that you should say to yourself, like, oh, I need to be upset. I need to be mad. It is what it is, right? Same thing about how I talk in my other podcast, actually the podcast I recorded prior. It is what it is. And you need to look at like, what can you control? You can control how you react to a situation. And more times than not, positivity wins, right? Being negative and holding a grudge, doesn't work, right? And it's not easy, right? It's not easy. I think for me to say it's easy, it's wrong, right? Especially when you care about someone dearly, when they've been an important factor in your life. To say that this person doesn't want you in your life and to accept that is the hardest thing that some people need to do. And I can assure you, if you haven't already, you're gonna have to do this, whether it be a friend or a romantic partner or a companion, right? A dog, a cat, or a rabbit, whatever it may be. You're gonna face this. You're gonna have a relationship which, without your control, is gonna fade or gonna decrease. And what I think works is, again, taking a step back and saying, okay, look, I've had all these memories, and accepting that this person is happier or at peace in a different way. And I think that's really important to look at. And it just shows you that if you bring positivity, positivity will come back as well, because it's just going to make the person happy. And seeing that person happy should make you happy, right? As hard as it may be, right? It's not easy, as I said again. I'm going to say that again and again and again, but it's not. Now, let's get back to the situation. I guess I could have started this as well. About the relationships you have, right? The relationships you have, all the great relationships you have with people and things, right? It could be a dog. It could be whatever it may be. I'm talking mainly about animate things. I'm not talking about like a house or a watch. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about relationships with people and animals, right? Cherish them. Take a minute. Take a minute and appreciate them. One thing that I learned from others, again, I don't know the specific people. I read about this in books and just kind of heard it from people as well. Take a minute to appreciate people. Tell them that you care about them and tell them to have a great day, for example. Just send a message saying, hey, I know this is random and this may catch you off guard, but you're amazing and I'm so grateful that you're my friend. Or you're amazing, I love you, I'm so grateful that you're in my life and you're my family. Right? It could be to your family as well. Or going up to your pet, whatever it may be, and saying, and giving it a big hug and saying, and just like literally talking to it and saying, hey, like, I'm so grateful that you're in my life. And I'm telling you, it's going to make you happier and it's going to make the person in your life happier and they're going to treat you better and the overall relationship is going to be better. I've actually started doing it and it actually makes me feel really, really good. Just like going up to people at work or going up to people in my life and or sending them messages and just saying like, hey, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so happy that you're in my life. I'm so excited to see what you're going to do and so proud of you, right? And sometimes some people will think this is like, what are you talking about? Like, this is so random. Are you trying to like get my attention? Are you trying to make me like do something for you? And in the end of the day, you know deep down that's not the case. You genuinely want them to succeed. And one of the things, I actually read this in the book called I'll Teach You to Be a Monk by Jay Shetty, is that you Buddhists and people who practice, you know, certain Buddhist values find happiness in other people's happiness. And once I heard that and it was explained, I was like, wow, this is amazing. So I can be happy by seeing someone else succeed and be happy. Like, that's amazing. That's amazing. So that kind of thing is something that makes me very happy in my life. And when this goes another thing is that when I see people I care about smile, it sounds weird, but it makes me smile. It makes me happy. Like and that's why I like making jokes and that's why I make people laugh. I genuinely like to see people happy and have a good life. So, you know, that makes me happy. So that's why I kind of fool around with my friends. If any of my friends are listening to this, that's why I do it. It's not because I want to be weird or annoying. I genuinely just want to make you laugh, because that makes me laugh and that makes me happy. So that's another thing with relationships is share gratitude, share love, just share love. That's the biggest thing, is that don't take friendships for granted, because I have a lot of friends who have left my life, you know, just didn't want to be my friend anymore, or I didn't treat them the way I should have, or just people in general. And I probably will have a lot of friends and people in my life who will just not want to be with me because I've not treated them right. And I'm sorry if I did that to anyone, first of all. And I know deep down I know now that I need to actively invest in my relationships, and that's a word, invest in them, right? This is the biggest, and as I said in the start of the podcast, these are like, I believe the biggest asset is the people you know and the people you care about and the people who care about you. So invest in them just how you invest in your money. Take care for them. Ask them, are they okay? Talk to them, right? I can't say any names here, but I could tell you that I have a lot of friends who would genuinely want to talk to me and see how I'm doing. And listen, it's not many, and it's not necessarily a bad thing against them. It's just how they are, right? And most people won't initiate. That's another thing we're going to get into. But, you know, care for them, because they are your biggest assets, in my opinion. So another thing is that I am a very big initiator. I go out of my way to talk to people who I care about, like ask them to hang out. I'd be very forward and ask someone out on a date if I like them and like get to know them. I'd be very talkative and try to ask questions. I do talk a lot about myself and I do talk a lot, and that's something I'm working on. It's probably one of my biggest flaws. I want to listen more. You can see how much I talk in this podcast, but I think that the biggest thing is that I need to more or less sometimes accept that I'm the initiator, right? And sometimes I get a little upset about that I'm the initiator, but that's me. That's who I am, and it is what it is. It's not something to be upset about with someone that they're not initiating. Maybe they just don't have the confidence or they don't have the interest to initiate. And maybe they're just used to you initiating, right? I'm 100% sure whoever's listening to this, you must know someone who's complained about, why do I always have to set things up? Why do I always have to come up with a plan? And yeah, we can complain. This was a big issue in one of my relationships as well. I always used to say, like, why am I the only one who's coming up with things? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And I just need, and looking back, I need to say to myself, Daniel, you just need to tell yourself, just accept it. Just accept it. Just say, look at this as a blessing. Say like, oh shoot, I get to control things. I get to choose things. I get to choose where we eat. I get to choose what we do. This is great. Now, first of all, ask what they want, right? Like, ask your friends, like, do you want to do something? Like, do you want to do this? But if they say, no, I don't care, rise to the occasion, you know? And another thing, the way I look at the initiation part is that, like, you get to decide when you want to hang out. If you don't want to hang out, like, you don't want to hang out. No one's going to ask you, you know? And for a while, I thought, like, especially when I was looking back when I was young and stuff like that, I thought to myself more or less, like, are people only trying to be nice to me? Like, you know, are they saying that, like, oh, they just want me and they want to hang out with me because I'm asking them and I'm maybe bothering them or something like that? And that may be the case. I'm sure there's some people, there have been some people, and there are some people like, they're just being nice, you know, like giving me attention and just to be nice and stuff like that. And that's okay. It's not, what you don't know won't hurt you, right? So I don't really think about that much. I used to think about that. I used to be very self-conscious about that, but I don't really think about that much anymore. But just take it. Don't take it for granted. Be grateful, you know? Another thing, and this is like very specific, but, a lot of people in my life have really helped me a lot with my disability. And I don't really know how to repay them. I still have yet to come up with a very clear, not necessarily like actual price, but like actual like reward, like to try to do something back. A lot of people in my life have given me rides and has helped me get around, you know, and including my family, my parents, who I love dearly, have helped me get around and really live life and enjoy time with them, mainly by driving me places and giving me rides without asking any questions. And there have been a lot of them. I was actually sitting up last night, I was like thinking about how many people have done that, and I didn't cry, but I just like, it was very wholesome for me. It felt very good to me, and it made me feel very like very very grateful for things, right? You know, just the little things, because it's like, here I am, you know, what am I doing for them? They want to give me a ride. They want to not ask any questions, and they want to give me a ride. And really thinking about this also made me realize that they do care about me. They want to spend time with me, and they do care about me. And that just hits my heart so nicely and so positively, and it just made me so happy. And just talking about this makes me really happy. So whoever's listening to this, I don't know if anyone who's giving Ryan is listening to this, but thank you. Like, I genuinely am very grateful for it. You know, you're a very good person. You may not be perfect, but you are a very good person in my eyes, because you do those little things, and I'm really grateful. And listen, I think, funny enough, I think most people are like this. I think there's a lot of people in life who do things that are selfless that they don't realize are selfless, right? They look the other way when someone they care about fucks up, excuse my language, but they look the other way when someone needs help, you know, just little things. And saying, hey, like, I'm telling you, like, I guess maybe I'm just very open about it, but I'm telling you that, like, when someone comes up to me and says, hey, how are you, or actually seems to care about how I'm doing, it just lightens me up. It makes me 10 times happier. It just makes me, like, so blessed and so happy and so positive. And that just shows you, like, if you have someone in your life that you care about, doesn't have to be someone who you really love, or very, very close to you, but just say, how are you? I hope you have a great day. You look great. You, I love your smile. You know, you're doing amazing things. Just some positivity. And that's another thing, like, relationships, just spread the positivity, right? Because everyone has issues. And it's not necessarily an issue, just everyone has things, right? The world is not all positive. It's not like a positive everywhere, right? But we need to produce a positivity. We need to produce a positivity. And that's what you need to start in relationships, right? Obviously, this podcast, I push for positivity, whoever's listening to this, positive vibes. But on your close relationships, like, tell them how amazing they are. Like, don't, because you don't want to look back and say, like, oh, I should have said that, you know? Unfortunately, I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, someone getting, into accident or someone, like, moving places, like a job or something like that. And you just forgetting to, like, really show gratitude for that person when they're there. So just show love and gratitude in relationships. And then another relationship, it does go both ways. Certain relationships goes both ways. So, and this is a little bit of a harder stance, but there are friendships I haven't given up on, but I've distanced myself. I said, like, hey, I've been trying. I've literally been trying my best to be there as a friend, or at least I think I have been doing that. I'm not going to do it anymore because I know my time is better spent focusing on people who actually reciprocate and who actually care about me, right? Because it doesn't seem like that this person cares. And just to put it short, that's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person. And if anything, if that person truly cares about you, the other person that you're doing this to, they will realize that they need to work on it. They will realize that they need to take more time to really reciprocate the care and love in the friendship. So I think it goes both ways as anything, right? And it's, yes, obviously take full ownership of things, but in the end of the day, you need to also be aware that there are two people in the situation, right? It's not just you. In any relationship, there's always two people, right? There may be multiple people. And don't be too low on yourself. Be confident in yourself. Don't give in. Don't be like subservient, right? In a way, right? Don't like just give in. Like, be confident in yourself. So I guess that's my podcast. I kind of want to keep it around 15 to 20 minutes. Again, when it comes to relationships, be confident, as I just said. Love people that you care about. Love them. Like, show them. Don't just say it. Show them. Show gratitude. Spend time with people who actually care about you, right? Take the time and realize that they're a real asset. And invest, right? And I didn't say this in the investment part, but take the time to also understand why maybe your relationship isn't going the right way, right? Talk to them honestly, saying like, hey, I feel like something I did to you hurt you, right? Maybe they won't do it to you. Maybe they won't come to you and say, hey, maybe it doesn't matter. It matters what you do, right? Come to them and say, hey, did I really care about you? Did me doing this hurt you? And in the end of the day, I think that's just going to strengthen the relationship. But again, overall, positivity, working on it, investing in it, and truly having the mindset that, and again, this is my opinion, so don't take this to heart, but truly having the mindset that relationships in your life are, if not the, one of the most important assets in your life. One of the most important, if not the most important asset. Appreciate you listening to this podcast. Again, if you have any ideas, I know I say it in all podcasts, let me know. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to this, and have a great night.